Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. 2 hours of open forum, kind of a bonus Wednesday open forum. 2 hours with our good friend Joe Heschmeyer, the author of what is now turning out to be quite a popular book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. The number is 888-318-7884. I'm not going to give that out too much. So if you're planning to call with a question, jot it down or commit it to memory, 888-318-7884. Let me tell you how open forum works. If you're new to us, open forum is open to anyone. The show's called Catholic Answers, but you don't have to be Catholic to call. You don't have to be Christian to call. You don't have to even be religious at all to call. I mean, you could be anti-religious, and we would love to talk with you. We just like having conversations about these things, and we like answering questions, and you are welcome. Also, open forum means open to just about anything. You want to talk about Jesus? You want to talk about the Bible? You want to talk about the sacraments? You want to talk about church history? 888-318-7884. And here's why I'm not going to be giving that number out too much. We are in the second day of our 3-day pledge drive, and we're not going to take the whole show to ask you to pledge and support us, but we are going to take some of the show to do that. And then we'll go to calls, and then we'll come back and ask you again and give the phone number out again. So let me give you that phone number and tell you what the situation is this hour, and then we will get to Joe answering some questions. To call and pledge your support to Catholic Answers right now, 888-291-8000. I hope you will take me up on that invitation right now, because in these early minutes of the show is usually the best time. I can see we've got 8 lines open, about to have more than 8 lines open. 888-291-8000. If you're listening around the world, it's not convenient for you to call. Maybe you don't have a phone anymore. You're just an internet person. I don't know. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can go safe and secure there. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. One more thing to tell you, and then I'll let Joe get in here. This hour, we have another $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. So we're trying to raise $20,000 this hour to get us to our to help get us to our overall goal of $225,000, which will fully fund our operations for the next 3 months. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match and lots of phone lines open. Perfect time for you to call. 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, author of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Thanks for being here with us.
I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited to be here during this kind of pledge drive. I really, like, as a person who occasionally gives money to things, I respond well to matching funds, because I often feel like, oh, this isn't worth that much, or, you know, I don't have that much to give. But doubling it is like, hey, that feels pretty good. And yeah. So if you're someone listening now and you feel like you have a small gift, well, we've got a way to make it less small. And I want to really stress, as far as I understand, these are real matching funds. You know, sometimes places will say they're matching $20,000, and what they really mean is someone gave them $20,000 and asked them to...
That's not how it works here.
Nope, it really is dollar for dollar. So if we raise $17,000, they're going to give us $17,000. If we raise $20,000, they're going to give us $20,000. And that's a big deal.
And we are in need of that. 888-291-8000 is the number, or as I said, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're one of those people that prefers texting, just give us a text. Text the word Catholic, CATHOLIC, the word Catholic, to 24365. Just think of 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Full disclosure, I saw the number 24365 and thought, how are people going to remember that? And it turns out 24365.
It's pretty easy to remember. Text the word Catholic to 24365. Right now, 12 of our colleagues, by the way, when you call us, you're also not getting a phone service or something like that. You're getting our colleagues. Or today, we have one volunteer, a young woman who was also volunteered at our conference, came out. So you got one volunteer and a bunch of staff members. That's who you'll be talking to. They can get you done in 90 seconds. Or if you want to just chat with somebody here at Catholic Answers, you can chat. Tell them, we love when people share stories. We were just in our big staff meeting this morning, and people sharing some of the things that they have heard that people said and that were shared. And it's just wonderful for us. So again, I'm going to give that number out a couple more times, and we're going to let Joe answer some questions. Do you feel ready to answer questions?
I think so. I'm looking forward to that too.
All right. 888-291-8000, $20,000 dollar for dollar match. If you didn't listen yesterday, I'll just be real honest with you. It wasn't a crisis day yesterday, but it was a tough first day of a pledge drive. One that raises, you know, some, oh, you know, you get up this morning and you go, man, we got to really hit it today. So that's kind of where we are. If you're thinking, you know, my $5 donation, my $10 donation, maybe you could do $10 a week. I mean, $10 a week, $10 a month. If you want to do $10 a week, that's fine too. But if you do $10 a month as a pledge, and maybe you're thinking like Joe thinks about his pledge, which I'm susceptible to that as well. You know, I don't have that much money. I can give him a little something. It's not going to make much of a difference. It makes a big difference. Those all add up, especially when they're doubled. So please, there's plenty of lines open, and you can call with your pledge of any amount. We are very much in need right now. About to go to the phones. Here's that phone number again. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
If I can add one thing that I think really helps with giving, and again, you know, your mileage may vary. I think a big one-time hit hurts more than doing small monthly donations. Like if you have it built into your budget that, you know, this $10 or $50 or $100 or whatever that is, that's going to go to Catholic Answers. You can kind of build around that and plan around that. And I would just say be generous with it. St. Paul, famously in 2 Corinthians, talks about how those who sow sparingly reap sparingly, 2 Corinthians 9. And he talks about how God loves a cheerful giver. So you should give not reluctantly or under compulsion. So whatever you feel like you can give in that spirit, you know, I don't want you to give in a way that you're going to be embittered. I want you to give more than you are spiritually ready to give. But I want you to give in a way that you can say, yeah, this is what I want to do for God. This is what I want to do for maybe the non-Catholics around me, because I believe in the work Catholic Answers does. Those are the gifts I think we really want. 888-291-8000.
Off to the phones we go. Blake in Nebraska, watching on YouTube. Go ahead with your question for Joe. Blake?
Hi. So I am a non-Catholic, and I was wondering what is the differing view of Catholics of Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection compared to the Calvinistic view?
Oh, that's a great question. So I want to do my best to do justice to the Calvinistic view, which is sometimes called penal substitution, that Christ bears our penalty for sin. That's going to get something half right, that there is a substitutionary nature to Christ's death on the cross. As the Catechism says, Jesus substitutes his obedience for our disobedience. But it's not true that it's penal substitution in terms of the penalty. Well, think about it this way. The penalty due to sin is eternal separation from God. And it would be ludicrous to say the second person of the Trinity, who is God, is eternally cut off from God. To say God is in hell for all eternity makes no sense. It's theologically incoherent. It's not a sound Trinitarian theology. It's not a sound Christology. It's logically contradictory. And it's also cruel. The idea that God is going to damn an innocent person to hell for all eternity so that he can let people who should be damned into heaven, it solves one terrible injustice with another terrible injustice. That doesn't work. The Catholic view, in contrast, looks at the cross in a fourfold way. And you can find this in the Catechism in paragraph 616 and the immediately preceding and immediately following paragraphs. It looks at his sacrifice in terms of its value as redemption, as reparation, as atonement, and a satisfaction. And the basic idea is this, that the damage done by our sin is outweighed not by God's wrath being poured out upon the Son, but upon the Son's free love for the Father, that as man and as God, he perfectly loves, and that this is more tremendously valuable to the Father than the sum total of every sin committed in human history. So what's substituted there is not he's going to be the whipping boy that the Father unleashes his fury upon, but that Christ's obedience is more pleasing to the Father. So that's the sense in which he stands in our stead, that he's able to pay a penalty we can't pay. But think more in the terms of, imagine if someone owed you money and they just couldn't pay the debt. And someone else comes along and says, I'll give you not only that, I'll give you more than that freely and lovingly. And you would say, of course, I will let this, you know, this debt go. But it's even more than that. It's bigger than that. And so the last thing I'd say to that is one of the problems with substitutionary atonement is, or penal substitution, excuse me, is that Christ gives more than we owe, meaning he's fully God and fully man. He's able to act in this infinite way that's much bigger than our debt, that he actually offers to the Father something bigger. So in that, all of those ways and a lot of other ones, as I've kind of hinted at the fact that there's a fourfold dimension to the cross, I've only really talked about one dimension of that. There's much more that could be said, but this is a rich and beautiful subject. So I hope that helps to answer your question somewhat.
Blake, thanks very much for getting us started. And this is one of the great joys of this job is that, you know, as I said at the beginning, we want to talk with anybody. And Blake calls up and he says he's not a Catholic and he just wants to know the difference. A lot of times that just explaining, you know, the Catholic position and giving our point of view, that's all that folks want. Sometimes people want to argue. Sometimes that argument is a good argument to have. It's helpful to the listener and it's helpful to, you know, the kids in the back of the car who need to know, yeah, there are reasons to believe in God. But we really believe in the power of conversation. I mean, you know, conversation is a very powerful Christian virtue. Jesus does the bulk of his ministry just in conversation with people. I mean, he really believed in it. And so we want to have these conversations. We want to share these conversations all because more than anything, we want to share the person of Jesus Christ to a world that is hurting. I mean, just really, really hurting. And, you know, you see the news and people are devastated and often devastated. I'll just say it this way, needlessly, because what devastated them was, you know, they went to college and some professor convinced them that there's no God or that Jesus is not God or that the Gospels are not reliable. All of that is not true. And it can all be overcome in many cases when the person has an open-minded heart with just an explanation. You don't have to just let people live in the pain of separation from God, from Jesus, from the Gospels. We can do something about it, and that's what we do here. And so we are coming to you to ask you for your help. Let me just explain where we are. 17 of our colleagues have their phone lines open and are ready to take your call. 17 of our colleagues, that's, you know, Imelda and Carrie, and that's probably Carlo is out there somewhere doing the Chris and John and the other John and the other Carrie. So, you know, these are our friends, our colleagues who we go to Mass with in the morning, who we go to our Wednesday meeting with, and they've taken their time out to talk with you. If you want to share your story with them, you want to tell them about, you know, you want to make suggestions about how we can do better, all that's welcome. If you just want to make your pledge and get off in 90 seconds, you can. But please call them. And whether it's $5 or $5,000, 888-291-8000. Right now, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match on 888-291-8000.
So I think a couple things. First, to kind of re-echo what you were saying, when people call in, if you have a story about Catholic Answers and how it's touched your life, and it's something that we could, it's something you'd be comfortable sharing, you know, just with your first name and maybe city on the air. We'd love to share so people can really see the impact. I think we hear these things anecdotally and in person. I don't usually have permission to just go and share someone else's story on the air. But if you've got your own story and you say, yeah, like I became Catholic or I was about to walk away from my faith and then I just heard the answer I needed or whatever your story is, whatever that is, we would love to hear that in-house, and we'd love to share it on the air if appropriate. So please, you know, give us a call, share those things, 888-291-8000, and thank you in advance to those of you who've been so generous. I know there are a lot of other demands. I know these are, as they tell us, uncertain times, but I've been very impressed by people stepping up and giving even in the face of all that.
888-291-8000. 18 of our colleagues on and 15 of them available because there are three calls on the line right now. It's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Struggled a bit yesterday, hoping to make up some ground today. On our way to being fully funded, that will require $225,000. As I said several times yesterday, I don't know if you were listening because I think you might have been on the phones yesterday.
I was listening and then would get off to take a phone call. So I had the very choppy experience.
Did you hear the part about Super Bowl ads?
Yeah, it was 2 seconds, four seconds.
We fund everything we do here in this studio and then in quite a bit beyond this studio for what it costs for 2 seconds of Super Bowl ad.
You know, the best part of the show yesterday was the surprise guest, Timothy Staples.
Tim Staples, that was really nice to hear from Tim, yeah. All right, let me tell you what. I'm going to go back to the phone lines and let Joe, those phone lines, the studio phone lines, and let Joe answer some more calls. But I do want to encourage some folks, maybe you'd like to join our Society 315. Before I do that, we have various different giving societies. We have various different levels people can come in at. And the Society 315 is something we are very excited about. Just started less than a year ago. As a matter of fact, just about this time last year, we started it. And the way it works is you have to give online. You got to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you make a $10 pledge, $20 pledge, $100 pledge per month, whatever. As long as it's $10 or more, you are a member of Society 315 if you make that pledge online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And then you get a little welcome box. And in the box is a t-shirt, Catholic Answers Society 315 t-shirt, and there's a car magnet, and there's a there's coupons for our store. But then also, what we really want to do with Society 315 is build up a relationship with a large number of, you know, committed Catholics around the world. And it's working. I mean, thousands of people have taken us up on this offer. And we want to give you free stuff every month. It's not going to be a thing where we're soliciting constantly from you. As a matter of fact, never. I don't think we're ever going to solicit. I can't say that for sure. But I think the commitment is never to solicit, just to say, you're a member of Society 315. Here's a great talk that Joe Heschmeyer gave this week at a church in San Diego. We want you to have it. You're a member of Society 315. You're coming on retreat with us. You know, we bring cameras. We did this last year.
Yeah, but they're allowed to say no to that. You're coming on retreat with us.
Yeah, well, we're not going to drag you.
A little
you
more
to
like
retreat.
Kidnapping.
Well, although you probably need it. But, you know, but we share these wonderful retreat masters who come and give our staff a retreat. And that's what we would. So I want to invite some folks right now to pick up the phone and become a member of Society 315. Whether you give $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month, $100 a month. It's all doubled for the whole year right now. And you become a member of Society 315 if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way you go, whether you call the number 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it's all going to be matched this hour. I said I would go back to the phones as soon as I was done saying that, and I'm going to do it. 888-291-8000 is that number. I hate to say this, but almost all of our phone lines are waiting right now. They're open. They're ready for your calls. 888-291-8000. Joe, let's see who we got next. Let's do line number two. Adam in Ohio. You're the only apologist who bosses me around about what line to go to. No, the others do. They just don't do it out loud. They just go.
I just hold up fingers for you.
Yeah, they do.
I've got one for you.
Okay. Adam in Ohio. That's not even responsible.
It's a thumbs up.
Really? Okay. Adam in Ohio, listening on 910 AM Sacred Heart Radio. We're glad you're here, Adam. Thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, good evening. Hopefully it's not too soggy your way.
Oh, I don't even want to tell you what the weather's like here.
I was like, oh, it's like 5 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. It's only 61 today. And then my parents texted me that there's a snowstorm in Kansas City. And I thought, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, it's freakishly beautiful in Southern California right now. But it often is at this time of year. Adam, what's it like in Ohio? Are you under a blizzard conditions or what?
Well, it is. More of a San Francisco fog right now with the rain.
Oh, okay. Well, look forward to the crime wave then. Oh, no, that doesn't come with the San Francisco fog.
Wow.
That's a different thing, Adam. Sorry.
I think we're actually losing donors. People are asking for their money back.
We don't even want donors. No, yes, we do. Adam, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Well, my question for both of you is, what is your favorite church father since he wrote the book about the early church?
Yeah. Joe, favorite church father.
That's a great question. So in the book, I look at the first two centuries, and I would say probably Saint Irenaeus of Lyon, maybe Saint Ignatius of Antioch. It's almost a dead heat. If you're looking beyond that period, I have a real soft spot in my heart for Saint Optatus of Milevis, who he's in the 300s. He writes against the Donatists, and he is just so clear about the need to be in union with the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter. And he talks about how the cathedra, like the seat of authority in Rome, is unique so that even the other apostles couldn't set one up. And it's so like almost obnoxiously Catholic and so early on. And St. Augustine has a thing where he talks about what a gift Optatus is to the world when he converted. And so you just look at all that and you're just like, oh, okay. You know, a lot of the church fathers, they kind of assume you understand what the papacy is all about, and so they don't go into any great depth. And so that enables, you know, Protestants reading it to say, maybe he's Catholic, maybe he's papal, maybe he's, you know, who knows? Optatus is so on the nose that I just really enjoy him. And he does all this with this amazingly gentle spirit in which he even encourages the Donatists by saying, you don't consider us brothers, we consider you brothers. And until you consider us brothers, maybe stop saying the Our Father and just say the My Father, which is a great, slightly sarcastic way of encouraging someone to brotherly love.
So I'm going to do mine now.
Please.
It's easy for me. Polycarp of Smyrna. And okay, for two reasons, one trivial and one non-trivial. I was blown away when I learned that there's a man who was a direct disciple of the Apostle John who wrote letters and quite credible letters, and who was, and, you know, whose preaching is referred to in other people's letters, that kind of thing. I think most of the world does not know there are direct written connections to the apostles, especially the Apostle John, outside of the Bible. So I was very excited about that. The other thing is Polycarp of Smyrna is such an awesome name. And I can imagine that the Apostle John just referred to him as Polly. You know, we always shorten each other's names. And it just makes me feel so good that the Apostle John was like, Polly, let's go to lunch. And he and Polycarp went to lunch.
Yeah, it always makes me think of having a lot of carp. But
like many fish carp. That's how my Greek translation goes.
I'm not a great Greek speaker. He was born in the year 69. He died at the age of 86, a martyr at 150 in the year 155. He says, I followed Christ for 86 years. I'm not going to deny him now.
Yeah.
And so he's martyred. And the account of his martyrdom, which is incredible, is written within 12 months of his death, because it's written in honor of his one-year anniversary of being martyred. So it's in terms of like ancient documents, you know, a lot of historical events we know about are written, you know, decades or even centuries afterwards. Here we've got a Christian martyrdom account within a calendar year. And, yeah. And it's incredible. Plus, you know, I mentioned really like Irenaeus, Polycarp of Smyrna was his mentor.
Thanks, Adam. That was really fun. And I don't know for sure about my theory that people called him Polly, and that means that the Apostle John said things like, Polly, let's go to lunch.
There is also a Polycrates of Corinth, of Ephesus. Mm-hmm. So there were different Polly names. So who knows?
Oh, we got to take a minute here to ask you for your financial support. Thanks to everybody who has called. 5 callers are on the line right now. 19 of our colleagues are ready to take. Well, just went down to 18. I don't know why. Somebody had to go do something. But they do have to do other work, you know. But the 18 lines open. So I mean, not 18 lines open. 18 of our colleagues on the line. 4 calls on right now. That leaves, I'm going to go with 14 lines open. And we really need you to fill them up. We had a tough day yesterday. Carlo was just wonderful and patient with us, but I don't know if he's ever going to do it with us again, because it was, I mean, I'm sure he will. He's a generous sort, but it was hard because, you know, we were really, you know, we got to beg for our supper around here. We cannot do this if people don't pick up the phone and call. Like, it's not like, we'll muddle through. Like, this is how we fund this. And we don't fund it with $1 million gifts. You know,
if you'd like to donate $1 million, we'll accept it.
We'll start funding it with $1 million gifts, I can tell you that. But you know how many $1 million gifts we've gotten in the 30, 40 years of this apostolate?
I'm going to guess on or about zero.
As a matter of fact, exactly zero. So we just need folks to pick up the phone and call. Would you do that now? There's a $20,000 dollar for dollar match, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
And thank you to those who already have given. I know Therese, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Therese, pledged $50 and wanted to let us know what a great job we do. And Rob in San Antonio said thank you for all the work we do and donated $1,500. Both of those gifts mean a lot and are tremendously
doubled.
Yes, and they're doubled.
Yeah.
So thank you to both of you and to everyone else.
Let me give you one more giving level, and I'll go back to letting Joe answer questions. How about you come in at the $20 a month level? If you do that online, first of all, then you're automatically enrolled in our Society 315, Catholic Answers Society 315, which I mentioned earlier. You just go to catholicanswersradio.com. You pledge $20 a month. You're a member of Society 315. Your pledge is automatically doubled for the entire year, and all that money goes right into our coffers. But we're also going to send you, because you are, whether you call or go online, either anyone who makes a $20 a month new pledge or more gets the Essential Catholic Survival Guide, 500 pages of answers to tough questions about the faith. You're going to love to have this one around. If you got kids or grandkids who come around and, you know, maybe they just sit and open it and read one or two of these and they start to participate in a kind of life of the mind and a life of the spirit that they that's good for them. Let me just put it that way. 888-291-8000 is the number, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All pledges matched up to $20,000 this hour. That's pretty good. And we really do need your help, though. We are quite far behind. And maybe in a little while, I'll give an idea of just how far behind we are. But we're going to go back to calls. I said I would go back to calls. Again, the number, 888-291-8000. And we're not going back to calls for a minute. We'll take a quick break because that's the music. I don't get any choice about the music. If I hear the music, I got to go to a break. I'm like, it's
Pavlovian. Yeah.
It is Pavlovian. That's exactly right. They've trained me. And now I'm drooling, Joe. Why did you say Pavlovian? I started to drool. 888-291-8000. We've got a long way to go. With your help, we're going to get there. 888-291-8000. Dollar for dollar match. It's up to $20,000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, open forum. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. You are welcome. And you're also, in addition to Joe Heschmeyer, you're getting my theories about the abbreviated names of ancient saints and apostles.
I don't know why people aren't donating at a higher rate.
Like, how are you not picking up the phone right now and giving thousands of dollars for that quality radio? 888-291-8000. Here's the deal. We got a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We are well behind in our overall goal, which is to raise $225,000, or, as I like to say, the equivalent of 2 seconds of advertising during the Super Bowl. That will fund us. I mean, I really do feel like I need to say this because I know for a fact in my heart with a moral certainty you get good value when you give to Catholic Answers because we make it go a long way. We do a lot of stuff with that money. So for $225,000, we're doing TV, we're doing radio, we're doing all the kinds of podcasts. We're doing all these new things like TikTok. I don't even know what we're doing on TikTok, but I know we're doing it, and I know thousands of people are following it, and I know I'm on it sometimes, but I don't know how I got there. But just because it's a mystery to me doesn't mean it's a mystery to you. We do need your help, though. $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or pick up the phone and call. We've got 12 lines open, 13 lines open right now. 888-291-8000. We really do need your help. You want to introduce our guest?
Yeah. I don't know. Guest is a very strange word, as I've said before.
Yeah, I know.
To the guy when the boss who comes in. Leaves the lights on here. So I'd like to introduce Chris Jack.
Wait, can I make it very clear? I don't leave the lights
on.
Good
point.
We shut the lights off at the end of every work day.
We're good stewards of your money.
I think what you meant is sign the paycheck. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Well, I don't want to use any check puns with him because I feel like he's gotten those before.
Yes, right. Yeah, we will take very large checks.
Chris Jack, president of Catholic Answers. Thanks for coming.
888-291-8000, Cy, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365, three ways to give. Cy, you mentioned that the money we raise here goes to all of the many, many things that Catholic Answers does. Our press, our magazine, which we now give away to anyone who supports us at any level at all. So today, my friends, if you support Catholic Answers Live, say with just a gift of $10 a month, or just a gift of $10, you're going to get a year of the magazine for free. We'll send it to you. And the magazine went through
a revamp.
A total refit January. It's fantastic. And it includes a lot of fun news about the apostolate in there. So 888-291-8000. You get the magazine for free, no matter how much you give. Cy, you and I got an email over the weekend.
A fantastic email.
From Norway. From Norway.
Yeah.
From Norway. And I'm going to butcher this poor man's name. I think it's like Per. Right.
I thought it was Pear, too, but I feel bad. I mean, I can't pronounce
Norwegian. Okay, well, we're going to wait until the Norwegian calls and corrects us, but until then, we're going to call him Pear. In any case, my friends, this man wrote us a lengthy letter explaining how he was inspired to start a Catholic radio station in Norway. He calls St. Rita Radio. And I love the way he wrote it. He said, we really didn't know what we were doing, but we prayed to St. Rita, and she just delivered for us.
I know. And now it's like, now we've got seven priests and 20 lay people working on this project, and it's wonderful.
And Catholic Answers Live was the inspiration for him to start this Catholic radio station in Norway. So, my friends, when you support Catholic Answers Live and you support the work of Catholic Answers, it isn't simply here in the lower 48, right, that we're spreading the gospel, but it's really all over the world. And in fact, when David was hosting the show on Monday and Trent was on, I think there was a call from Uganda, right? We got a call from Uganda. So we really are worldwide, my friends. And you, by your support at 888-291-8000, are helping us spread the gospel all over the world, all the corners of the world, just like Pope Francis asked us to.
I just read the Norwegian guy's name again. I think it's actually just Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Now that I look at it. I think, good for us, Chris. Sorry, Paul. Very much. But you know what is really cool, too? And this our donors make possible. But I see this email. I send it around. I sent it to you, but I sent it to Jimmy and Trent as well. And within hours.
Oh, within less than an hour, within 30 minutes, they had written back to this guy and said, we'd love to be on your show.
Yeah, how can we help?
Yep,
and it was just beautiful. So, yeah. And you know, Jimmy and Trent can't do that if there's not someone to support their work as worldwide apologists. And they really are. Those two guys are definitely worldwide. I would say, you know, you're nationwide.
Yeah.
You're getting worldwide. You're nationwide.
I'm still a baby. I'm still like a baby sea turtle trying to make my way
to the
water.
You're nationwide.
I see Joe has stepped up his game. He's not wearing the plaid shirt. He put on a striped shirt for his
Because I teased him mercilessly about his plaid shirt. It was mean. I apologize, Joe.
The plaid shirt chosen by the video department from the Target website.
They were teasing you. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. We can do all this stuff because you support us. And I'm going to be honest, too. Since the... I remember when they shut the world down for the COVID vaccine?
Vaguely.
You probably vaguely remember that. Yeah. And we didn't know how the next year or 2 years was going to go. People have really supported us.
They've been very, very generous.
This is the first pledge drive since that we've struggled. I want people to know that. We're very grateful for the generous support that kept us going and actually really just kept us fine throughout the whole COVID thing.
This is not a curve we want to flatten. We want it to continue to go up.
No, yes.
We do,
up
and we
is
need
good.
It to go up. I mean, my friends, if you watch the program on Facebook or YouTube or on Catholic.com, you can see that Catholic Answers has invested a fair amount of money in making sure that we have a visually attractive shot, because we know that we can have very talented apologists like Joe Heschmeyer and Jimmy Akin on the program, but if the show isn't orally and visually engaging, right, then that evangelizing and apologetics work is not going to be as successful. So Catholic Answers invests that money because we know we're going to be able to reach more and retain more listeners by doing a first-class job. And that costs money.
Yeah.
It does. It costs money. It costs the talent that you see in front of the screen here, but on the other side of the glass there, in the production room, and Darren on the other side of the glass there, lining up all the shows, and now increasingly in podcasts with Council of Trent. And
Joe's got a new podcast.
Capping Answers Focus. We have a new podcast coming out from Joe, and I know we're going to launch a new one from Carla Broussard later this year. So we're continuing to add to the work that Catholic Answers does. You mentioned School of Apologetics.
Yeah.
And I know Video's going to be back in the studio in a couple of weeks recording courses in the School of Apologetics. Like I said,
I've got two coming up. Yep. One on images of Mary in the Old Testament, one on the role of St. Peter.
And I really feel like it's so good that the video department, along with the School of Apologetics people, like, they made a beautiful set. This is a beautiful presentation of the faith, because people need, like, beauty is part of people accepting the truth.
It is. It is. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friends, we have this matching gift, and we have to meet it in order to get it.
Yep.
That is the deal that we make with the donor. He says, I will put up the $20,000 for the hour, but you have to get to this amount before I fulfill. So we don't get it until we fulfill it.
Right, and we're struggling again this hour. We're only one third of the way there. So I'll say this again while you're here. And by the way, if you ever want to check the books or anything, you know, like I'd like to make a donation, and maybe you'd like to make a large donation to Catholic Answers. You can just call Chris. He'll take your call and he'll give you all the information. But what I'm thinking now is, Chris, we're again going to struggle mightily if we don't have folks. We had one gentleman yesterday who gave us $5,000, and we're very grateful for that. That got us into, you know, better shape. But we're going to need some of those larger donations. That maybe there's some folks out there who could give $1,000. Maybe $2,000, maybe even that $5,000 gift right now at 888-291-8000. You want to talk to the president about where the money goes? You can talk to him. Just ask for Chris Check. 888-291-8000.
It is absolutely true. I will take anyone's phone call, and I'm happy to discuss the finances of Catholic Answers, because every penny here is well looked after and it is efficiently spent. Cy, if I could just make an appeal here. We have some figure, and it hovers around 13 or 12 or 15 or something like that, of listeners per tower who actually support Catholic Answers Live.
Right.
It's a very, very small number, considering the large number of people who benefit from this program. So, my friends, if you are one of those folks who has been benefiting from this show, either for you just found us a week ago, or maybe you've been listening for several years, and you've never actually picked up the phone to make a gift to us, I want you to know that no one, not all of us are going to be Tim Staples or Joe Heschmeyer or Jimmy Akin or Trent Horn or Carlo, but all of us have an obligation to evangelize. We all have an obligation to evangelize, and we can fulfill that obligation by supporting a program such as Catholic Answers Live, the number one program in Catholic radio. So 888-291-8000. If you've never given before, please especially pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, and make a gift, because it will be doubled.
If you don't want to talk to us but still want to give us money, we totally understand. You can do that either through CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you prefer to text Catholic to 24365, that's 24365, you can avoid having to interact with us. We totally forgive you for that, and we're happy with it. Additionally, you know, we were talking about kind of reaching people through the gospel. And I'm reminded here of Romans chapter 10. St. Paul talks about the need to call upon the Lord to be saved. And then he says very famously in verse 14, how are men to call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Right.
And how are they to hear without a preacher? And so it's that idea. You know, obviously, we're no replacement for priests. We're no replacement for even the lived experience of the church. But we have this unique ministry where people can hear the proclamation of the gospel, sometimes in a fresh new way, where maybe they heard a distorted version of Christianity growing up, and they're driving across the country, tuning into whatever they can find, stumble upon Catholic radio, and it transforms their lives.
And it's so gratifying.
It happens every day.
It's so gratifying to find out that Christianity actually makes sense.
Yes,
right. It's logical that it makes sense.
Right.
It's true.
Well, a lot of them have explicitly been taught by people who are anti-Christian that Christianity doesn't make
sense. Or that Catholics don't care about the Bible. And so in either of those cases, they suddenly find out, oh, this actually kind of makes sense. And it seems to be biblical. 888-291-8000. 800-800-8000.
$20,000 dollar for dollar match. We're about a third of the way there for this hour. That's a long way to go, but we can do it. 888-291-8000. I got to go back to the phones, Chris. Check.
Please be generous. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Diana in Florida watching on Facebook. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you for receiving my call. And I just have a quick question. I was discussing with a friend not long ago, and he always kind of tells me these things all year long. But right now he was talking to me about the vaccine, and I know this is controversial, but just one thing that he cited was one of the passages in the Bible. And he said that I had to be aware of this because it's something that comes from, like, witchcraft, medicine and all that. And he cited Revelation 9:6. And he says that something related to pharmaceuticals and all that. And that
pharmakia.
The places in the Bible that has these meanings. Yeah. The history and the uses of drugs. That's what he means. So now I want to kind of like debate that with him.
So you need to know the meaning of that passage. Is that what you're looking for?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, what would be our meaning in Catholic? Because he's not Catholic, so...
Yeah, no. It's a great question, and fortunately, there's a very clear answer. I believe that you're talking about Revelation chapter 9, verse 21, where it talks about those who don't repent of their murders or their sorceries or their immoralities or their thefts. Now, sorcery there is literally the word pharmakon, which, among other things, is where we get the word pharmacy. But if you think about it this way, you know, what's another name for a pharmacy, a drugstore? Well, drug has two meanings. Sometimes it means like medicine. Sometimes it means like an illicit drug, something that you're taking to harm yourself. And so the same thing is true in Greek. Pharmakia and pharmakon, we're dealing there with all of the things people would use drugs for. That includes legitimate medical reasons. That includes recreational drug use or whatever the equivalent was. That includes abortion and poisons and all sorts of things that were actually evil. What is not being condemned there is medicine. Why do we know that? Well, for one thing, St. Luke, we're told, is a doctor. So clearly medicine is not bad. It's not evil. The misuse, like if you say, I'm against people taking drugs, you don't mean people taking Tylenol. And in that case, in English, as here in Greek, you just got to know the context that it's not some sort of anti-medical thing. If you go back to the history of the early church, plenty of early saints were doctors or were involved in medicine one way or the other. And so it's an unfortunate misunderstanding and a misuse of a single Greek word that's better translated in this context, something like sorcery, because they're trying to make potions, not legitimate medicine.
Thanks very much for the call. I got to take a quick break. We will be right back. We have 12 lines open, and we are right now just a few minutes from the top of the hour, and we are halfway to our hourly goal. Halfway. We got $10,000 to raise if we want to get all of that match. We need your help. Please call 888-291-8000.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And I'm feeling, frankly, a little anxious about our fundraising efforts this time. We're about halfway through our fundraising. In just a few minutes, we'll be halfway through our fundraising. And not even close to halfway through our goals. Like, not even in the ballpark. So we do need some help. And so I'll leave it there. As I don't like to get anxious. I feel like there's a certain faithlessness in that. God has always provided for this apostolate. God will provide. And I'll be honest with you. You've always provided. When we've asked you to call and give and support this apostolate, you always have. As I've said before, it just takes $225,000 for us to run this whole operation that's responding to, you know, lies about the church on the internet, that's responding to people who have marriage problems and don't know what to do, that's responding to television and all these, you know, movies and radio and wherever you hear morals or faith challenge. We're trying to respond, and we need your help right now. We really do need your help. 888-291-8000. Just remember, every dollar that you pledge this hour is matched dollar for dollar. So if you pledge a dollar, go ahead, pledge a dollar. We need the dollar. It'll be two to us. If you pledge $1,000, and maybe there are folks who can do that, one or two or $5,000 right now, and I will appeal again to you. We do need your help. All right, I'm just going to leave it there and go to the phones. If you'll pick up the phone and call 888-291-1000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, we sure would be grateful. We go now to Paul in Nigeria. I couldn't pronounce Paul's name from Norway a minute ago, so I'm pretty sure I'm getting Paul right in Nigeria. Hang on, Paul. Let me get to the right phone line here. Paul, you there with us?
Yes.
Hello, Paul. What time is it there in Nigeria? Middle of the night?
Yes.
I love that this is how you're spending your night.
Well, thanks for staying up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not that up, though, are you, Paul? It sounds like the middle of the night. Go ahead with your question for Jill.
Okay. I was asking about the other scriptures of the Bible, because the Bible is consist of scriptures like Matthew and others. So I was asking about the other scriptures like the book of Thomas and also the book of Judas. I was asking about those. Can you explain them to me?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Can you explain them?
Yeah. That's a great question. So we're dealing with, there are several different types of documents. The first, you have the inspired scriptures, the books that make it into the Bible. In addition to that, there are, of course, false gospels, things that are just, you know, presenting something heretical. There are also these things, you know, so the Gospel of Thomas would be a great example of this. He's trying to teach Gnostic theology, and it's not actually by Thomas, which leads to the third category, which are going to be what are in technical terms called pseudo-epigraphical, which just means not really by the person who claims to be the author. So if, you know, if I write some sort of horrible book and entitle it, you know, by Cy Kellett, regardless of the content of the book, I'm just lying about authorship. And so a lot of the early writings lie about authorship. The earliest Gospels, remarkably, don't even tell us who they're by because everyone just knew Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were the ones who wrote them. The later documents, the ones written in the second century, but that are pretending to be from the first century, make a big show of how they're written by the apostles and, oh, this is, you know, hi, I'm St. Peter and this is what I remember, you know, that sort of thing. And so the church didn't fall for it. I mean, it was very clear these are fake, these are false gospels. And then the final category are books which are edifying and which are orthodox and which really are who they claim to be by, but which aren't inspired scripture. And so you think, for example, Pope Clement, in about 96, writes to the church in Corinth. His writings are not considered inspired scripture, just like, you know, when Pope Francis writes a document today, it's not considered inspired scripture. Nevertheless, it's good and edifying. So it is part of, you know, Christian literature. It's just not part of the canon of scripture. I hope that helps. That's an important distinction. You know, in fact, even secular scholars like Bart Ehrman, who no friend of Christianity, will concede that the four Gospels that are in the Bible are the originals. They're the old ones. They're the ones from the apostolic age, from the time the apostles are alive, and that the other kind of claimants, those guys are coming in later, and they're just not who they say they are. You know, they're not by the people whose names are on the cover page.
Paul, we're just limited in time today, or I would extend this conversation, but let me just give you two things. You can visit our website, catholic.com, and if there's an ancient writing, like if you say the Proto-Evangelium of James, and you just type that in there, there will be lots of analysis of it, and it'll become clear to you in reading that. Is this one that's Christian, or is this kind of fake pseudo-Christian stuff? So give that a try. Also, I just want to invite you to call back anytime. We'd be happy to talk with you again. Anyway, I do appreciate that you stayed up in the middle till the middle of the night to call us. The number I want to give out right now, 888-291-8000, is where you can go to help us. 888-291-8000.
And can I just say something? It's, you know, I love that Paul called from Nigeria. It's such a great reminder of the international reach. We're talking about me being a national versus an international apologist. I think I just crossed that threshold.
Now you're international. That's right.
But no, in all seriousness, we often will even have like an international hour where we'll just take, emailed calls, especially, you know,
oh, yeah,
if we're doing a pre-record.
International Open Forums,
exactly,
for example.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. And right. It is such a good reminder. And I'm just thinking, you know, if if we were saying, hey, let's raise some money to go build a house somewhere in the world, it wouldn't be that hard to, you know, get money to go on a mission trip abroad and thousands of dollars spent on a plane ticket, and then we build a house and come home. We do, I would argue, something more meaningful by presenting the truth, hopefully charitably, hopefully lovingly, hopefully clearly.
And accurately.
And accurately around the world. I, you know, I didn't want to get it ambitious.
Well, we try. We do try to be accurate, Joe.
So I think given all of that, if you put it in that context, like what are the things that we're spending money on? If the material needs of people are important and the spiritual needs are even more important, Jesus talks about preaching the good news to the poor, that like what people need is not primarily a new house. Although that's great. I'm not knocking that at all.
Yeah.
It's to receive the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can help with that at 888-291-8000 or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or by texting the word Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. Just a few minutes left in this hour. We are well over halfway to our goal now because you did pick up the phone and call. I asked if there were some folks who could do that one or two or maybe even five. I mean, we have seen it rarely, a $10,000 gift, because we're really far behind right now. And I just see that one person took us up on that offer, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name on the air yet. But maybe there's other folks out there who have that $1,000, who have
he
that
He was giving $100 a month, and it became $1,000 a month. One person was donating currently at the $100 a month level and is now donating $1,000 a month.
Holy smokes. I didn't even see that one.
Unless that's a one-time gift.
No, I can say he was. It does say that. And that's Brian. And that, if it's on that list, we can say his name. Brian, God bless you. And thank you very, very much for the help. Gerard donated yesterday. He called back today for another donation. God bless you, Gerard. I think you can hear in our voices that we do need it. Don't forget. You know what? They asked me to remind you, and I'm the one that's not supposed to forget. We don't sell your information. I think that was the case at some point in the past with Catholic Answers, and has been with some charities, but we don't. So you're not going to get a bunch of spam from people who bought a list from us or something. We don't do that. So you can go online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge right now. We still have that match on, $20,000, dollar-for-dollar match. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now exactly how much we have. We have $3,100 left to use up. I think we could do it.
I think we can,
thanks to a couple people that have come through here at the end, and actually a bunch of people here at the end. Some with a $25 a month, some with a $10 one-time donation. Gentleman we just saw went to $1,000 a month, and I'll see what other ones I can mention. But we do still need. I think we're going to need a few more that can do that $500, $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000 gift. If you can, you really would help us. We are. I'll tell you when we come back how far we are from the $225,000 goal, because I don't want to make you sad. And there's no reason to be sad. We're going to get there. We always do one way or another. Sometimes we have to do some things after the pledge drive, you know, special begging and crying and that kind of thing.
But selling kidneys.
We have not done that yet.
Not yet.
All right. Thanks so much for your support. I'm going to go back to the phones momentarily, but let me just tell you this. We're about to take a break, so it's a perfect time to call. We're actually about to just step out of this studio for a couple minutes, get a breath of fresh air, come back here, and really try to bring it home the second hour. We will get to more calls the second hour because we had Chris come in and we did a couple other things. So I apologize. We didn't get to as many calls as we wanted.
Yeah, if the reason you aren't calling is because you're afraid you're going to miss some of the show, great time to
perfect
call.
Perfect time to call. Or go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me reset a little bit before we have to go. There are 18 of our colleagues on the line. 9 of them are sitting and waiting right now. So whether you're making a $1 pledge, a $10 pledge, or a $1,000 pledge, there's somebody there to take your call, and they want to talk to you. If you want to ask for prayers, we say the rosary every morning. We pray the lauds and vespers, and when we can find a priest right now, we have mass. We'll do all of that and include your prayers there. Just if you just want to call and ask for prayers, that's fine too. If you'll, especially if you'll pray for us during this pledge drive. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, still several thousand dollars to use up in the next few minutes. We are going to take a very quick break. The number is 888-291-8000. We have not yet once filled up the lines during this pledge drive. Could we fill them up right now? 10 lines open at the moment. 888 888- 291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're a texter, you can text the word Catholic to 24365 because we're here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Well, I'm not personally.
Yeah, none of us are actually. That's not literally true, but our website is available during those times.
But it's figuratively true because, the website, all the materials are. All right, 888-291-8000. Really in need of your help right now. Nine lines open. 888-291-8000. Let's use up that $20,000 dollar for dollar match right back after this.